We'll just run through the new 718 product from Titleist. Obviously, okay. There's six irons in the product line. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the 718 and maybe some of the improvements and some of the design features?
Absolutely. So we have six new irons this year, which is a little bit more than we've had in the past. So, you know, we really don't want people to kind of get confused. We've narrowed it down to essentially two lines. There's a tour line with the AP2 CBMB, and then there's a distance line with the AP1, the brand new AP3, and the TMB iron. So, you know, start with tour validated product, you know, one forgings, so AP2, multi-material design, loaded with tungsten. It's going to give you the, you know, the shot making, the playability you're looking for, but the consistency that you're looking for as well. CB, you know, similar to an AP2 in regards to multi-material design with tungsten. However, it's more in a smaller compact shape. You're looking at narrower top lines, narrow sole, so the ability to work the ball both ways. And then obviously the MB, which is a one true one-piece forging. It's really for that golfing purist, that player who's looking for that, you know, that really small looking club. So, you know, switching gears as we talk about distance irons, AP1, our most forgiving, most distance product that we have. Definitely a fantastic item if you're looking for those attributes. Kind of a progressive set. You see hollow design in the long irons. It's going to help you launch that ball high, get you the distance that you're looking for. The important thing is with the long set is to get the proper gapping. And then as you transition through the set, you're going to get into more of a 360-degree undercut. It's going to provide, you know, again, great trajectories that you're looking for. But the most important part is that playable distance. You want to hit it high to land it down at that 45-degree angle. To hit it far is great, but again, we want to be playable. So the brand new AP3, it's, you know, we're hearing a lot of buzz about that through some of the people we've showed so far. Great product. It's unsupported face, so you're going to get some distance through our thinnest face technology that we have. Nice progressive set as we get in through to the short irons, apologies. And you know, it really takes the best of both worlds of the AP1 and the AP2. It's got the forgiveness and the MOI properties of more of an AP1, but it's got that great look of an AP2. So again, it's kind of what we're saying, the chocolate and the peanut butter, the combination of both, and you know, we're really excited to get that out in the market.
That's a product line or a category you haven't really been in before. Is there a particular reason why the company's going to go into that now?
Yeah, so right now the AP2 is kind of combating against some product that you know, that we shouldn't really have been in against, you know, a little bit longer player's iron. So this is actually going to take care of a category we've never been part of. We're really excited about that. So the player's distance category, it's an emerging market. People were looking to hit the ball a little bit further, but at the same time, it was have that look of that, you know, nice smaller blade. So so again, it's the best of both worlds, and this is going to cover off a category that we've really never been. So, you know, we're excited to get them in the launch monitors and, you know, fitting bays and things like that to showcase the Titleist and the breadth of the brand as well. So
now the TMB has progressed now to a full set here in North America?
Yeah, correct. The TMB is first and foremost a utility club. So, you know, it's designed with the platform of a smaller kind of blade, but it's going to give you the height and speed you're looking for great gapping in that long distance, you know, create a little bit of MOI property as well. But, you know, ultimately the utility part of it to carry through the whole set is a great feel thing. So players who want to hit the ball a little bit high, smaller footprint, the full set is available, and we encourage everybody to try that.
And when is everything coming to retail?
So we're looking for an in-store date of September 29th.